You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We just heard the Fleet Foxes with the title track from their latest album. It's called Helplessness Blues. We had music from the Twilight Singers before that off of their new album. It's called Dynamite Steps, and we heard Blackbird and the Fox. Started off with Vetiver's latest album. It's called The Errant Charm. It's out now on Sub Pop Records. Well, I am Julia Trumhold, and I'm very excited to welcome our next guests into the studio. A couple of them were here before with Ed Versus Radio, and they've got a new project that is just fantastic. They've been playing a lot of shows around the Miami Valley. They're playing this Saturday night at Jilly's as part of a Ghastly Night at Jilly's. They're also going to be swinging over to Blind Bob's and playing as part of Rad Company's CD release show as well. So lots of chances to check these guys out. And, you know, if that doesn't convince you, you can hear them right now live in our studios. I'm very happy to welcome We Were Animals. Days we leave behind, trying harder just to find something beautiful and true. As We Were Animals live in WYSO Studios. We're going to be back to talk with them about some of their upcoming shows and the band and all that good stuff. And here's some more live music that's coming up in just a moment on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Who says there's nothing to do? With so much going on in the Miami Valley, it's hard to keep track of everything. That's where the WYSO Community Events Calendar comes in. It's a great place to start planning your weekend, and you can even submit your own event. Visit wyso.org and click on events. You don't know what you've been missing.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I am very happy to be joined here in the studio by Jason, Mark, and Nigel. They are We Were Animals.
Yes, hey. We are. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. When part of you guys were here before, you were Ed versus Radio, mm-hmm. and now this is a new project. Tell me how this all came about.
Well, I think what happened is, with the end of Ed versus Radio, we kind of all went different ways musically. And then Nigel and I kind of got together and we wanted to do something not so pop and guitar driven. So we started jamming on this stuff probably like October of 2009 and yeah. This is the year 2010. We started in 2009, like in October, and, you know, went through a couple lineup changes, and then Mark's been in the band for about 6 months now.
But
we just kind of wanted to do something that's like, you know, a little bit outside of our proverbial box.
Gotcha. Yeah. So was this... Was it something that you were sort of already writing or thinking about in the back of your mind, or did you just say, okay, fresh start, new sound, something outside of my comfort zone, but I don't know what?
That's pretty much exactly what it was. When Jason and I started writing, we were trying to write a kind of heavier rocky songs, but after a while, we're like, we're not good at that. So we just started like, let's do a new sound, at least new to us. And so we started doing that. And so far, I think it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, because it's, you know, like I've worked and done like different projects before. And I've always been a fan of like more ambulance. I love ambulances. They're awesome. I like the sounds. No, more like ambient stuff and just, you know, music that where like, you know, it's pretty much like the rhythm section kind of takes charge of stuff. And you know, I could take the easy way out and say that I'm just gotten lazy at guitar.
He has.
Which I have. I have. I mean, when most of our songs can be played with one finger, you know, it is kind of that way. But, yeah, it was just something new, something different.
And did it allow you guys to, since it was something so new, sort of learn the style or develop your sound together rather than somebody coming in and saying, like, okay, this is our band and this is our style and this is what we're doing, and everybody else sort of conforming to that style?
I'll let Nigel answer that one, because he hated me in Ed Versus Radio.
Yeah. In Ed Versus Radio, Jason was the main guy, and he said, okay, these are the songs, this is what we're going to play. But with this band now, we came in and we were like, well, let's write songs together. And so most of the songs we're playing, we've written when we were sitting down practicing. And it's just come together like that. There's, you know, a couple instances where, you know, Jason or I come on, like, we came up with a part, and we're like, let's try this out. But for the most part, it's just sitting around jamming, and we come up with stuff.
Has that been easier or harder than when you were, you know, than when one person was primarily taking the lead and saying, okay, these are the songs?
It's both. Yeah. I mean, like, it was kind of easier. I mean, the easy side of someone coming in and being like, hey, these are the songs, is that it already has kind of its set, you know, like, mm-hmm. It has all of its parts ready to go and everybody else just fills in. But the thing is, you know, when you have that happen, like, the other people in the band, Nigel, gets upset with you, and but no, it doesn't really allow a lot of creativity for other people, and so I've stepped back. I mean, like Nigel said, we'll write stuff, you know, like, he'll bring in a part, or, you know, there's been a couple songs that he's brought in pretty much like 90% done. There's been songs that I've brought in. But most of the time when we bring those parts in, they end up drastically changing. Yeah. So, you know, for better or for worse.
Yeah. It's definitely more fun doing it that way, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, I know I have one in my hand right now floating around town all over the place. You've got this great little two-song demo out. are you guys working towards a record right now, or just trying to play out?
Yes, we just got done recording, and we're in the stages of mixing it and mastering and all that, and we are packaging it and all that stuff, so it should be ready by
hopefully mid-July. Yeah, mid-July. It's actually our we decided that since we've been playing 8 songs that we might as well just do a full length and get it over with. You know, because I mean, you know, we've been playing out a lot, and these 8 songs have been starting to get on our nerves, so so we're just trying to, like, get them recorded, get them done. And you know, we've already got half of another full-length wrote and demo tracked and everything else, too. So we've been busy.
Very busy.
Very nice. Well, and speaking of being busy, it seems like, you know, I've been hearing about sort of this work in progress, you know, about you guys are rehearsing, you recorded the demo, whatever. But then all of a sudden, it was like springtime hit and you guys were everywhere. It felt like, yeah. You know, you guys really have been out playing in full force. Mm-hmm. What's that been like, you know, taking a new band out for the first time?
I'll leave this to Mark.
Great. Thanks. It's been great, actually. You know, we've been like really busy. So the more shows on, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like, we didn't expect to come out in, like, we came out, I think, the, like, March 29th or something was our first show. And, you know, we were kind of like, oh, you know, we're going to play a couple shows here and there. And then all of a sudden we're doing, like, 3 or 4 shows a month. And, you know, all this other stuff happened. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but we really need roadies.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
It's getting kind of tedious, and we're old now. So,
speak for yourself.
Well, 2 of the 3 of us are old now. You know, we got to stock up. I think we're going to get sponsored by Ensure before before our next album comes out.
Or Depends.
Yeah. I would prefer both. Just save me a trip.
That depends.
Yeah.
Is it difficult when you are, you know, going out and playing your first shows and getting your demo around, when people know you from another band and you've got this totally new sound? Is it difficult to sort of break through that preconceived notion of, like, what your old band sounded like and was, and say, no, like, this is something totally different?
I think it sort of is. I know, not to speak for Mark, but I mean, like, all of us have been around, like, playing for a long time and been in so many different bands, and now it's what it is. I mean, Mark was in playing metal bands and everything, so it's like, you know, now we've converted him to the light side.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No. But, I mean, yeah, it's always kind of nerve-wracking coming out with a new project because, I mean, people, I mean, that's why we kind of, while we were getting stuff together, like, didn't really announce who all was in the band at first because we didn't want any preconceived notions of what it's going to sound like. And then, you know, it came out. I mean, it's been, we've actually been pretty surprised with a lot of the reactions because, you know, everybody knows us from, like, Nigel and I from doing pop and pop rock stuff and knows Mark over there from blasting 15-minute songs and destroying it, you know?
Yeah, grindcore's fun.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's nerve-wracking, but, you know, it's always nervous the first couple shows and, you know, putting the demos out for people to actually listen to.
Well, and I know you guys played a really great show last Friday at Blind Bob's. Was that last? Last Friday?
Yeah.
Friday, seems like a long time ago already. With O Condor and Ape the Ghost. And now this Saturday, you're playing at Jilly's as part of a Ghastly Night at Jilly's. Mm-hmm. And just in looking at the lineups, you guys are playing with, like, a lot of different people. Like, just the contrast between, like, O Condor and Ape the Ghost. And then on the Jilly's bill, you've got Jasper the Colossal and Henrik Kudo and then Splattertude and then Spookhand from Nashville, who are all similar but different.
They all play music, and we're on the bail with them. This is perfect.
What's it like? And in particular, A Ghastly Night at Jilly's, you know, it's not just a concert. There's, you know, the horror host comedy element to the show
and costumes.
And everybody can come in their costumes. What's it like to play, you know, kind of a different, more, I mean, it's almost got more of a vaudeville feel to it.
Well, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
I know that. I enjoy playing with many different bands just because you get to see them. And so I'm really looking forward to the Jilly show this Saturday.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's great playing with people that are, you know, we were excited about, you know, last week's show at Blind Bob's because, like, we want to book shows and have, like, different music, not, like, you know, 4 hours of the same notes over and over again, mm-hmm. just faster or slower, you know. But, I mean, like, the lineup for the Jilly show is, I mean, it's got something for everybody, you know. I mean, you got Henrik, you got, you know, I mean, that's for somebody and everybody. I mean, that's just perfect stuff. But, I mean, there's just, there's so much of a variety there. I mean, you can't really, you know, if like, one band isn't, you know, particularly what you like, I mean, there's plenty more to listen to. And I think that always makes it a lot better, like, just the more different sounds that you can take in one night.
Well, I think we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back to talk a little more with We Were Animals, and then hear some more live music that's coming up next on Kaleidoscope. Why So?
Dance.
This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Fromhold, and our guests this evening are We Were Animals. You can catch them on Saturday night at Jilly's. They're going to be playing as part of a show called A Ghastly Night at Jilly's. It's going to be a night of music and horror hosts and prizes and A Ghastly Ghoul, the Dayton staple, awesome horror host, is going to be hosting the whole evening. The lineup is going to be We Were Animals, Henrik Kudo, Jasper the Colossal, who happens to be filming a live DVD that night. Spookhand is coming up from Nashville, and Splattertude, a Ghastly Ghouls band. It's going to be a great show, and We Were Animals is going to be opening up the night. And guys, I know that after this, you guys are going to be doing the Dayton Band Playoffs at Canal Street?
Yes,
we are.
Excellent. And I know that that's kind of a big commitment, but do you have any other plans for the summer aside from getting your record out?
You just play shows.
maybe take a vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're going to try to get our record out. Like I said, July or August. And you know, we're tentatively looking at taking a break at phone clock. No, we're gonna probably take a break like November, December, and actually probably start working on either another full length or an EP because we just want to keep busy and
that's great.
Get stuff out and done.
My wife says we're sounding good. Thank you, Christy.
Yay!
Thanks, Nigel's wife.
Are you guys gonna try to do any touring? Maybe not till next year or whatever. But are you gonna try to tour around with this at all?
That was something we've been talking about. We would really love to do it. But just, you know, we're all working stiffs here, so it's just a matter of finding time to do it. But that's something we would really love to do.
Yeah, I mean, we want to hit the road, but we're kind of trying to play the smart route of, you know, getting our name out first before we, you know, make long trips to be like, thanks to you, bartender. I appreciate you clapping. But no, I mean, we definitely are going to be hitting the road in the future, maybe later on this summer or definitely next summer, be on the road quite a bit.
Cool. Well, where can people find you online if they want more info or...
How long is this show? Because
I know.
With the internet,
like, wow.
With all the tubes on the interwebs. No, actually, they can go to weWereAnimals.com. We wanted to keep it as simple as it is with all the social sites. So if you go there, you'll see a list of all of our past shows, our upcoming shows, and then there's links that'll take you to Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation. We have a Bandcamp page, which we really haven't promoted a lot. But that'll change once the CD gets out.
Gotcha.
So, and YouTube, because we've got a few videos up on YouTubes. Yeah, we do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
There you go. That's the funny part about that is the second time I've heard knowing is half the battle just today.
Okay. Probably from Mark.
Yes.
Thank you, G.I. Joe.
Yes.
Well, one more question before we get back to some music is that I know... Jason, I know you're a graphic designer, and I can't help but notice that, like, all of the posters and the artwork and stuff for the band, they all have, like, definitely, like, a signature look. Was that something that you really wanted to do with this band, was sort of come up with, you know, a look or a style of imagery to when you're getting yourselves out there, both posters and albums and things?
Yeah, because, I mean, with like any band or whatever, it's kind of like a product. I mean, you know, not to be all like, you know, economical, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But anyways, like, you know, we just want to have something to wear. I mean, different flyers for different shows, but yet people could be like, oh, I recognize that style. It's, you know, something that will, you know, kind of like send people our way because of the fact.
I think that's the only thing you're actually good at, though. Those little doodles there. So.
Hey, man, I play guitar with one finger. Of course that's all I can do. And that's my mouse finger, too. But yeah, it's nice to be able to do art and music and combine it in. And, you know, I love being able to do it. And hopefully people like the posters. You can buy it live right now online. Send us an email and we'll send you a poster.
Very nice.
So, yeah, we're cross-pollinating
music
and art.
I like it. I like it.
I like Nigel's face right now. He has no clue.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, guys, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before we hear some more live music and they come out and see you at Jilly's on Saturday night?
Nigel opened his mouth. I thought he was going to say something.
Nope.
By the way, Nigel can take down a hot dog. Like I have never seen. We stopped by UDF, but...
So bad.
All we want to say is, you know, just check out the website, weWereAnimals.com, and to all the people that have come out to shows and everything and showed support, we really appreciate it. And, you know, friends and family, we love that you give us love.
Excellent. Well, we're going to cut to a quick break, let these guys get ready, and then we're going to hear some more live tunes from We Were Animals. That's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
On the next Fresh Air, why fatty foods, orgasm, exercise, marijuana, generosity, vodka, learning, and gambling feel so good. We'll talk to neuroscientist David Linden about the pleasure circuitry of the brain, how it's activated, and how that can sometimes turn into addiction. His new book is called The Compass of Pleasure. Join us.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 91.3 WYSO, public radio for the Miami Valley.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumhold, and our guests here in the studio are We Were Animals. They're playing Saturday night at Jilly's, part of A Ghastly Night at Jilly's. It's five great bands, four of them local, one from Nashville, Tennessee. We've got some info posted on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page, and we'll tell you all about it one more time. But first, we're going to hear some more live music from We Were Animals.
All right, and this last song is our set closer called The Chase.
I can't believe it's happening. I can't believe it's time. Baby's breath and angel's wings. Whole world stops and quiescing this time. You're mine. On your lips, we'll begin sentence with you. All these words you know are true. This time, you're mine.
Live on WYSO. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks so much. Check them out, wewereanimals.com. You can see them Saturday night at Jilly's. They're playing a show called A Ghastly Night at Jilly's. It's going to be hosted by A Ghastly Ghoul, the very awesome local horror host. The bill is We Were Animals, Henrik Kudo, Jasper the Colossal, Spook Hand coming in from Nashville, and Splattertude. Should be a great show. We've got info on We Were Animals and on A Ghastly Night at Jilly's at our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. If you missed any part of We Were Animals live set, we'll have it available to stream tomorrow on wyso.org, and we'll also have that up on our Facebook page as well. We're going to get back into some music with Kurt Vile's latest album. It's called Smoke Ring for My Halo. This is Society Is My Friend on Kaleidoscope.